Today on Real Radio.
To defend evil will always bring about judgment. And I want to show you something about where it's possible what we can learn out of the book of Judges in our own country.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch, Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in the Old Testament book of Judges. We're in a mini-series taken from chapter 20. Remember, we're told more than once in this historical narrative that in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. And this chapter demonstrates this once again. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a study series called What Happens When We Listen to Us.
The Bible tells us that there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. And that's a good thing. If you and you should have somebody in your life that's a godly person. If you don't, you got to get someone. You say, Jack, I would love to have a godly person in my life. Then listen, I can tell you right now, there are men and women in this church, in ministries, and in lay leadership positions that are praying that the Lord would bring them people to know. As a church body, and trust me, the way the world is going to be going soon. Did you all hear me? The way the world is going soon, you are going to want to have strong believers in your life. We're going to be leaning on each other more than ever. Challenging times are coming. But there's wisdom, the Bible says, in a multitude of counselors. And so as we look to Judges chapter 20, what Israel and Benjamin, the tribe, did not do was listen or consult godly leadership, godly wisdom. It's very, very important. And if you remember last time, and I hope you do, if not, get the CD or click on and listen online, that Judges 19 looked at all of that horrible stuff that I do not want to recap too much into, but the nation had gone so nuts, and that it was that horrible scene where that Levite, he had the concubine, remember, and he cut her up into 12 pieces after she had been raped to death. And who says the Bible's boring, huh? Gee whiz. Chapter 19, Judges, he cuts her up and FedExes, UPSs her to the 12 tribes of Israel in 12 different body parts. And Israel, just as a nation, is sick. The 11 other tribes are just sick to their stomach about what's gone on. And it brings about the civil war that we're studying tonight, and it comes to the conclusion in chapter 21 regarding all this has taken place. It's a horrible time. You say, Jack, that is terrible. The Bible tells us, and the book of Judges warns us over and over again, Judges 21:25, among other verses, tells us that in those days there was no king in Israel. It means there was no godly leadership in government. Because there was no godly leadership in government, no godly king, no godly judges, no godly direction. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Anarchy. And it's very tragic because the book of Judges records the death of a nation. And when I say the death of a nation, I have to be careful when I'm speaking about Israel, because Israel, according to God's promises, listen, according to God's promises to Israel, they are an everlasting covenant that God has established regarding the nation of Israel. Remember that. Do we not have on our maps today a nation called Israel?
Yes.
Prior to 1948, did we have a map with Israel on it? No. Up until the invasion of the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago, Israel was a nation. And then Rome came in. And then in 70 AD, in the diaspora, that's where the believers fled to all portions of the world. And Israel basically dissolved as a country. God kept their culture intact. He kept their language intact. Why? Because the Bible said he would do that. Because in the last days, before Christ would come, He would bring back the nation into its own land once again. No other nation has that promise but Israel. So you might say tonight, you know, here we are studying the book of Judges in relation to the nation of Israel. They disobeyed God. God said, you know what, I'm going to send you into captivity. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to discipline you because you have forsaken me. And that is true. You say, well, nations have come and gone. What's with Israel? Ah, because God has given them and made with them an everlasting covenant with Israel. He didn't do it with Canada. He didn't do it with America. He didn't do it with Peru. Only Israel and all the world. And God keeps his everlasting covenants. And they're dependent upon his performance. You say, well, what about me as a believer? God has given me an everlasting covenant, hasn't he? Yes, he has. And it's based upon his performance. Jesus performed for us at the cross our salvation. What keeps your salvation intact and guaranteed? You have a high priest in heaven right now at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, that ensures and protects your salvation. Here's the great thing. Can you walk away from your salvation? Listen carefully. I'm not talking about a person who declares themselves to be a believer. I'm not interested in somebody who says they're a believer. Hear me out. You must come to faith in Christ. The Bible tells us that Satan believes that there's one God, and his demons do, and they tremble at that thought. But let me ask you, are demons going to heaven? Is Satan going to heaven? The Bible makes it a very clear fact, no, he and they are not. So if Satan trembles at the thought of God, and he's unredeemable, that is, angels Christ did not die for. Isn't that amazing to think? Angels do not get redeemed. Christ died for us. He died for humans. Here's the amazing thing. Though this Satan accuses us, the book of Revelation says, day and night before the Lord. Isn't that weird? What's your name tonight? What did you do or not do? Satan knows, and he's whining right now before the throne of God day and night. He's ratting on Mike and Jack day and night. Well, how is it that we are secure then? Because Jesus, having been resurrected from the dead, not only bought our salvation, but having been resurrected from the dead, ensures, protects our salvation. Now, if you believe that Jesus Christ is real and that the Bible is real, that's fantastic. But have you transferred that belief to faith in Christ? There's a big difference. If you have transferred your belief to faith in Christ and you believe that God raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, and you're able to make that confession because you believe it, you have faith in him, then you're saved. You're born again is what the Bible says. And you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 1, until the day of redemption. You are marked. You say, well, what's the proof? Do I have eternal security as a Christian? The answer is yes, if you're born again. By the way, there are no Christians that are not born again. You can label yourself anything you want, but only a born-again believer is going to heaven. Jesus said, John 3, you must be born again. Who did he say that to? Nicodemus, who was a Jew, Pharisee. Jews must be born again. Muslims must get born again. Christians, quote, Christians must get born again. If you're a Calvary Chapel person, a Lutheran, a Methodist, Baptist, if you go to the Catholic Church, you ain't going to heaven unless you're born again, says Jesus. You got to be born again. I don't care what your denomination. God does. He's not going to say, no, what denomination are you? That's made up by man. So how secure can we be? We can be secure as long as Christ lives. Wow, really? Yes. Here's the challenge. Are you born again? Do you have a new nature? That's very important. Because one of the things that drives your life and mine as a new creation in Christ, the new believer, is this, that we don't want to listen to ourselves anymore. Those of you who are in this room tonight that claim to believe in God, but you got to run the show, you're miserable. And you make everybody in your life miserable because you're in control. A real Christian says, Lord, take it. You drive the bus. And he drives the bus. Israel had gotten away from God, was far from God. In fact, chapter 19, verse 30, by way of review, remember this. They were in such disarray. It says in verse 30, and so it was that all who saw it said, that is the announcement of this horrible atrocity, of this woman being raped to death in this town, they said, no such deed has been done or seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt until this day. Consider it, confer, and speak up. The nation was dying, and there was a challenge to speak up. And when this happens, when a nation begins to die, God, listen, God becomes the problem. Israel was not consulting the Lord. If you're a believer tonight and you have a new nature, that is, you're born again, you're a follower of Christ, of that new nature is a passion now to find out what God wants for your life. Do you hear me? It's very important. How do you know if you're a real believer? Do you want what God wants for your life? Yes, great. Then you will pursue Him by consulting Him. Very important. When God is not sought after, He becomes a problem to any people. When He is not conferred, considered, looked for, God becomes the problem. What's happening in our culture, much like Israel of old? Those who love God are the problem. God is offensive to people. And God was offensive to Israel. They didn't want God. They wanted religion, but they didn't want to consult the Lord. And they got in a lot of trouble. Last time together, by way of review, we'll go through this very quickly. What happens when you and I listen to us? Well, we looked at this in verses 1 through 11, that when we take matters into our own hands, things go wrong. And that is that they did not consult God. They consulted one another. They consulted false religious systems. And verses 1 through 11, we saw what happens when people take things into their own hands. We need to be very careful about that. Very, very careful. Secondly, and this is the point that we left off on last time, what happens when we listen to ourselves, verses 12 to 17? When we lean upon our own strength, that's when we're in trouble. Church, listen, we have been created by God to not be in control. Does that not sound insane to us? Church, listen, you and I have been created to not be in control. Who's to be in control? The Lord in our lives. You see, Jack, you make it sound so simple. It's not simple. It's difficult. People will say, well, you wimpy Christians. Hey, if you've ever tried to be a real Christian, it's hard to be a real Christian. You know why? First of all, real Christians have real feelings, okay? We have eyes. We have a mind. And we have hormones. And we have drives. The world just runs around being led by those things. It puts the hook right there and pulls you around, and you just do whatever you feel like doing. But when you become a Christian, all that stuff keeps bombarding you, but now you move and march to a different drum. It's your love for God now. It's different. We don't lean upon our own strength. Here's the cool thing. God did not create you and I to be in control, but the Lord is to be in control. It sounds easy to say, it's not easy to do, but the more we let go and let God be God in our lives, the more peaceful we become. It's an absolute oxymoron, so to speak, in this world. How can we be peaceful when we have let go? Let me ask you this. Seeing how you hang on to stuff so strong, how peaceful are you? Try God. It's amazing. Israel would not do that. And look at it with me. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, we'll dive into this. It says, then the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the area and the tribe of Benjamin saying, what is this wickedness that has occurred among you? These guys are upset. The rest of the tribes are upset among the tribe of Benjamin because of this evil that's happened. Why? Because Moses had warned the people. God spoke through Moses and said, listen, church, if these things are allowed, for in this case, rape was punishable, and we talked about it last time, rape in the Bible is punishable by death. Rape should be punishable by death today. Every woman in America should start a campaign to make sure that rape is punishable by death. It is beyond horrible. Our culture is so sick and twisted and has lowered the status of a woman that rape is in movies, rape is talked about like it's nothing. God says, you know what? No, somebody who rapes someone else, punishable by death. Wow. And that should not be surprising to us. So the tribes are upset because God had said, if you don't deal with things rightly in your land and pollute the land, God says, I will drive you out of the land. You see, why was Israel driven out of Israel for 2,000 years? He told them in the Old Testament, you disobey me, you're going to be driven out of the land. Can that happen in America? It can happen tonight. God doesn't have any favors, you know, towards us. He doesn't like, oh, it's America. We need to be careful. Verse 13, now therefore deliver up the men, the perverted men, who were in Gibeah. These are the guys that perpetrated this. And you remember the story. They first wanted the men to rape. They wanted to rape the men on men. And then that wasn't going to happen. So that guy threw his concubine, his girl out there. And it's horrible. That we may put them to death and remove the evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. So Benjamin, here's what they're doing. Benjamin is harboring lawbreakers. And I want you to mark something. Very, very important. In verse 14, it says the word there, in the New King James Bible, it says the word instead. Look at it. Instead, the children of Benjamin gathered together from their cities to Gibeah to go to battle against the children of Israel. Civil war is going to break out. The nation, I mean, think of America now. You're not in Israel, you're in America. What if that were to happen here? Now, they had 12 tribes. We've got 50 states. Can you imagine if something came down in Nevada and California and Montana said, hey, that's wrong. You're absolutely out of control. And if you don't shape up, we're going to come and bring our National Guards against you. You guys all understand states? You look at Europe, you see all these countries. You understand that? So France, Germany. When you look, in fact, the European Union's trying to unify all those countries to make them states in the European Union. Why? Based upon what model? Based upon America. The United States, how about this? It's the United Countries of America. California's a country. That's why more governors get elected to being president than any other political position, because governors are the closest thing to presidents. Did you know that? They have to command an army. They have an air force. Every state in America's got an air force and an army. It's called a National Guard. They have executive branches. I mean, they have executive offices to fulfill. They preside over the welfare of a state. It's like a little country. In some cases, like California, it's a big country. It's very, very important. So what happens here, this group, the tribe of Benjamin, or we would say Nevada, went nuts and began to harbor criminals. And the rest of the states say, no way. Now transfer that into tribes. The tribes are saying, no way, Benjamin, you are not going to harbor those who are going to lead about to the defilement of our land. Could you imagine that happening today? It would never happen today. But what's going on then? Circle the word instead in verse 14. It's over the top. Because from that declaration, Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, decides to defend evil. They call evil good and good evil by the position they take. Nope, we are going to defend these rapists. We're going to protect them. In fact, we're going to give them, you know, memberships to the country club. We're not going to deal with it. Well, listen, we're not going to deal with the wrong. Sound familiar? We're going to just let the guy go. Or we'll put a little a transmitter on his foot and let him go. Or we'll give him probation. Yeah, we know that he's molested children and even murdered a child, but we'll let him go. You look at the horrible atrocities that were committed in the state. I forget what state it is, but I remember the governor at the time, Michael Dukakis. Do you remember him? The things that happened under his watch are criminal themselves. where criminals were let out by governor order of Michael Dukakis, and they went out, and within days, not once, not twice, several times, and this is public information, you can read it, went out and killed more people at the word of one man, a governor, who released the guy. Now, I don't know where you come from, but they should catch that guy and the governor and throw them both in jail. The governor is responsible for those deaths. No, you're going over the top, Jack. This is a serious thing. Very, very important to God. You'll see how much so in a moment. Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, whoever covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses it and forsakes it, God will have mercy upon him. That's a very important thing. God is so, and that's Proverbs 28, 13. God is saying, if you don't confess your sin to me, I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to knock you out. He wants you and I to confess our sins to him. What are we doing in our lives that's not right? Here's the cool thing. You see, Pastor, man, what are you doing? Listen, here's what I'm doing. If you can go home tonight and say, Lord, what's in my life that's not right? If you listen to this challenge, you'll be spared a lot of grief. Think about it. Let God speak to you. Lord, is there anything wrong in my life? Let me know. He'll speak to you and then obey him and he'll bless you. Watch what happens. Choosing to defend evil will always bring about judgment. And I want to show you something about where it's possible what we can learn out of the book of Judges in our own country. Choosing to defend evil. Now, you got to remember something. What God calls evil. I'm not asking you, don't ask me what evil is. God says this is what's evil. So check this out. Some of you have seen this before. We showed it a while back. American casualties in war versus abortion casualties. Each cross equals 10,000 people. Each cross. World War I. Revolutionary War. Okay, black, white. Look at the difference. Look at the amazing. World War I to World War II. Wow. Korean War. Vietnam. Iraqi War. Abortions in the United States, 6.5. By the way, this is since 1973? This is since 1973. 11 million. Everyone's crying. Look, don't take this wrong. Everyone's crying about Iraq. 4,000 of our soldiers have died. They've died for a cause. These kids died for no cause.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called What Happens When We Listen to Us. It's actually a mini-series taken from chapter 20 of the Old Testament book of Judges, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we are beginning to near the end of this Old Testament narrative, which really speaks of the volatility of the nation of Israel, and quite obviously, there are many parallels to today's society in which we live. Well, now we're offering Pastor Jack's series of the Book of Judges all on one convenient MP3 CD. And here's our offer for your gift to the ongoing work of Real Radio of any amount. We'll be happy to send it your way. Just be sure and mention the Book of Judges on MP3 CD, whether you call, click, or write. Starting with our website, you can visit us at realradioactive.org, and once you're there, you'll know where to click. realradioactive.org. You can also call us at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or you can send in your contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.